The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the WeSellKiwi.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
7:05, we were talking last hour about Joe Biden asking Congress to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline in the stalled contract talks. More than 400 groups have requested that Congress intervene in the railroad labor standoff, which threatens to do a lot of damage to an already struggling economy. It would think about trains not moving, what it would do to shipments of food and fuel, other commodities like lumber and coal and chemicals. It will delay deliveries of that new automobile that maybe you've just ordered, a lot of consumer goods. Speaking of shutdowns, in a couple of weeks, the federal government could potentially shut down as well. Now, let's think about this for a minute. You'll recall how, I think this is an accurate statement, for the entire Biden presidency, we have been operating on short-term spending bills. Basically, Congress does about a three-month spending resolution to keep the government funded. Well, now that the Democrats are about to lose control come January, they're scurrying around in Washington this week wanting to pass a year-long budget. I mean, it's been okay for a long, long time now for these three-month spending bills to pass. Now they suddenly want to pass an annual budget. And you know why? Because they want to put a lot of their Democrat programs, they want to make sure that they're funded, knowing that come January, hopefully, it's not a given. We've seen Republicans spend as badly as Democrats. But hopefully the Republicans are going to stop some of this stuff. If the Democrats could pass a annual budget, and then their idea would be that it would be from January to December of next year, then they could fund some of the current Biden programs and ensure that they would survive a Republican takeover. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor yesterday that government funding should rise above politics.
The last thing we can afford right now is to turn government funding into another political tit for tat. Government funding should rise above politics when the well-being of our troops and our national defense is on the line.
Oh, so now he's worried about our troops and national defense. That's a new one. House Republicans take a different view. They argue that since they won control of the House in the midterms, barely, I might add, but they will have control, that Congress should enact a short-term funding bill to get them through January. This move would force Biden and the Democrats, who will still have control of the Senate, even if Herschel Walker is able to win next Tuesday, it would make things a little bit more complicated, more interesting, I guess you could say. Democrats say that all the work already done on a year-long budget would go to waste if Congress doesn't approve it, and they wait until January. Officially, the 12 appropriation bills, this is according to Fox News, making up the budget are set to expire when the new Congress takes office on January the 3rd. Now, complicating matters is that Congress has to pass a government funding bill by December the 16th or face a shutdown. So here we go again, the old shutdown debate. Biden has warned that allowing the deadline to come and pass without a year-long budget would put the nation's security at risk because a short-term funding bill doesn't keep funding at the levels that it needs to be for national security. Again, we've been operating on short-term funding bills for quite some time now. I haven't heard Joe Biden or Chuck Schumer, either one, talk about national security at all. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin wrote in a letter to the House and Senate lawmakers yesterday, quote, under a short-term funding bill, Congress prohibits the military from commencing new initiatives, such as those requested by our theater commanders in the Indo-Pacific and around the world or in support of service members and their families at home. We must break this pattern of extensive inaction. We can't outcompete China with our hands tied behind our backs, Austin wrote. So now they're even invoking China. The Bidens are suddenly concerned about national security and defending ourselves against China, which we should be. But I just think it's kind of funny that our national security has suddenly become an interest to the Biden administration when, I mean, truly, I don't know that we've had an annual funding bill since Biden's been president. Correct me if I'm wrong, 877-235-9405. I think we've been operating on continuing resolutions, three-month short-term funding bills for quite some time now.
I was gonna say that. As I recall, talking with Timmons one day, he was mentioning it's been a while. We've just been doing that consecutively for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they even know how to pass a budget anymore?
Well, evidently the Democrats seem to think that they do because now they want to pass their budget conveniently so that they get all their little pork programs in there. I mean, yeah, I really don't. And when I get some time, I'll look it up. I don't think we've had an annual budget since Biden's been president.
No, I don't think we have. Now, a continuing resolution just takes the budget that was in place whenever, wherever.
Right.
You know, however many times back, and says we're going to spend based on that.
Yes, right? That's right. Yeah, just the same levels. It doesn't change anything. They'll stick some little things in here and there. But yeah, it pretty much just says status quo. We're going to continue as is. And that's been fine for the Biden administration for all this time. But now suddenly they're concerned about national security because they want to pass their annual budget and not allow the Republicans who are going to be controlling the Congress in what, just over a month,
yeah,
to pass their budget.
Seems like I recall we were on a continuing resolution going back to when Trump shut down. That shutdown was at 19 Christmas.
Maybe
time,
so.
Remember?
Yes. Uh huh.
Seems like we've been on a continuing resolution since at least then.
Yep. It's been a while. We'll have to look that up. But it's been a while since we have had an annual budget. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this Giving Tuesday. Are we soon going to know what Twitter executives were saying behind closed doors about the New York Post revelation of Hunter Biden's laptop? If you recall, at the time when the New York Post first published their article, their extensive article about this laptop that had been left at this computer repair shop, And the New York Post had done extensive reviews of its hard drive contents and had confirmed that it was, in fact, Hunter Biden's laptop. Nobody wanted to report on it. Now, this was in October, just prior to the 2020 election. And it very well could have changed the outcome. And to a large degree, the media, the mainstream media, I should say, has done a pretty good job of keeping it quiet. I mean, just last week, did CBS even acknowledge that it was really Hunter's laptop? Finally, they acknowledged it. Well, yesterday, Elon Musk tweeted a couple of sentences that leads you to believe that he's going to disclose what the then Twitter executives were discussing and how they decided not to allow that information to be passed on via Twitter. Again, you may recall that Twitter did not even allow it. Neither did Facebook. Did not allow the New York Post to tweet about it, or anybody else for that matter. They suspended the New York Post account temporarily. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this Giving Tuesday at 7:16.
Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him.
It's the Morning Answer on 94.5, The Answer.
As we head into the Christmas season, pain relief is one of the best gifts that you can give this year to a loved one who struggles with any type of chronic pain. Trust me, I know. Last year, after I had a couple of surgeries, I was dealing with a lot of pain. And my physical therapist at the time said, you got to go see Ashley at Relax the Back and let her team help you get the right mattress so that you can get some sleep. And I did. And boy, the team at Relax the Back, they helped me with a great selection for the right mattress for me. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I spent about 30 minutes in one of their full-body massage chairs. It provides all the benefits of a personal masseuse right in your own home, and they're more affordable than you might think. They have interest-free financing. Let me encourage you to stop by. Learn how you can get the perfect massage whenever you want it. It's such a great holiday gift for yourself or for a loved one. You can enjoy the benefits of increased circulation, improve your flexibility, better posture, healthier muscle tone, and a stronger immune system. It's consistent, convenient, and all done in the comfort of your own home whenever you want it. No more appointments to have to deal with. And to celebrate the holidays for a limited time, you can save up to $1,600 on their premium massage chairs. Get back on track to a healthier and pain-free lifestyle. Visit Relax the Back, located at the Shops at Green Ridge on Woodruff Road, right behind P.F. Chang's. It's 7:18.
Dennis Prager says we need to work out more.
The ease with which people calm their conscience is almost infinite. Very few people who do bad have a guilty conscience. The conscience, even more than muscles, must be developed or you lose them.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5. The Answer.
These days, it seems like you have to jump through hoops to buy a new vehicle. But Auto Gallery Ford is making it easy for you. We have over 100 new Fords being delivered to our dealership in the next 45 days. But you don't have to wait for them to get here. Come on by and reserve yours today because they go fast. We also have a great selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks with plenty of options to choose from. Visit Auto Gallery Ford in Gaffney or browse online at AutoGalleryFord.com. Your commercial truck connection.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Greg Ellie of the Prosperity Group. Do you have a 401k? Let me explain to you the vulnerability of a 401k. If you are making contributions and the company is making contributions and the market starts taking a hit, if you are not watching your 401k closely, you may not realize you've been losing money for the whole year. That's what's happened to many people right now with 401ks. You need to take advantage of what I call a in-service rollover. That's right. If you're 59 and a half or approaching it, you can protect your account and make that money safe, insulated from market risk. One of my clients did that. And as a result, while everybody's lost about 30% in the last year, he's lost nothing. Let me show you how to fix those type of problems. Call me at 800-440-0434 or go to mymoneyissafe.com.
Low Country Mail is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Hi, Christian Levis from Real Choice Healthcare. I can't help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but I sure can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. You're paying for all your medical expenses out of pocket because you never meet your high deductible. Our Freedom of Choice plan pays for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. This plan's available year-round, so there's no reason to wait. Start saving now. If you're paying for your own health insurance, uninsured, or your employer's coverage is just too expensive, call us. It takes a few minutes. 864-362-4700. 864-362-4700. Or go to realchoicehealthcare.com. That's realchoicehealthcare.com. We will customize a plan managed by you, not the government. It's your health, your choice, Real Choice Healthcare.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
Twitter. There's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about the, Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So, look, this is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And look, we have always been very clear and that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring. And we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing. And the president has been very clear on calling that out. He'll continue to do that. And we're going to continue to monitor the situation.
But it was okay for Twitter and Facebook and some of the other TikTok to share information about the Black Lives Matter riots. I mean, that's how they organized some of their protest back during the George Floyd protest. It was okay then. That was just a way of demonstrating. The White House is very concerned, as are the Democrats in general, now that Elon Musk has purchased Twitter. They've suddenly become fixated on Twitter. And more so since yesterday when Musk tweeted, "The Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published on Twitter itself. The public deserves to know what really happened." Now, he's referencing the fact that when Hunter Biden's laptop was found at the computer repair shop, and then you'll recall the New York Post made this a front page headline story just prior to the 2020 election. It went nowhere because social media pretty much shut it down and the mainstream media didn't report on it either. Musk said yesterday that he thinks that the American public needs to know what the Twitter executives were talking about behind closed doors when they made the decision to squash the story from the New York Post. Now, we all know that the tech giant, of course, they permanently banned President Trump from Twitter in 2021. They blocked this New York Post story. This was in 2020. They've locked other conservative groups out. They locked a conservative satire site, the Babylon Bee, out of the Twitter account back in March for awarding transgender Biden administration official Rachel Levine a Man of the Year award, which I thought was pretty brilliant. and by the way, speaking of men dressing as women in the Biden administration, did you see where the Biden administration official was arrested for stealing women's luggage? This is the guy, Sam Brinton, is his name. Brinton is his name. He's the guy that you've seen. He keeps his head shaved bald, but he's always wearing a flashy, like, red dress, real vibrant colors. He's in the over the nuclear disposal or something. He's like an undersecretary. There's a big a lot of fanfare about his appointment. You haven't heard a word from the networks about his taking a leave of absence because of his legal problems. He was arrested. He stole a Vera Wang piece of luggage that was valued at about $2,300 from an airport shop. These are people that the Biden administration have appointed in top level positions. I got sidetracked there a bit. back to Twitter. So last week, Elon Musk responded to a tweet from Alex LaRusso, executive producer of the Benny Report on Newsmax, who argued that Musk should make Twitter's internal discussions to censor the New York Post Hunter Biden laptop story. Musk tweeted, "This is necessary to restore public trust," which led people to think, well, maybe we're going to know what really happened. And of course, when Musk spent $44 billion to acquire Twitter, he says he did it primarily to keep free speech alive and well in America. It'll be interesting to see, because I think we all know what happened. The Twitter executives were protecting Joe Biden. They didn't want the story out because they knew that if people really knew the full story, the 2020 election, the outcome of that could have been very different. And guess what? With the Republicans going in January, I suspect we're going to be hearing a lot more about Hunter Biden's laptop. Who knows? JR is in Greenville. Good morning, JR.
What do you say, Joey? You're covering a lot of ground. You got a bald-headed man running a nuclear plant wearing a dress.
Yeah.
Stealing women's luggage.
You got Hunter Biden's laptop. I lost my train of thought.
I did too.
That one got me. We got a bald-headed man in the Biden administration. That trumps anything I've heard this morning. I can't say nothing. You got a bald-headed man running a nuclear plant, wears a dress, stealing women's luggage.
Yep. That kind of sums up the Biden administration, doesn't it?
I was going to say something about Hunter Biden's laptop, but after you got done telling me that, that's not important anymore.
Well, let's get back to Hunter Biden's laptop, because that is important, and I think we're going to be hearing quite a bit more about the laptop. There was a... Do what?
Yeah, let me get another three combo with ice, Steve.
Three to the cheese.
Yep. Are you at a drive through?
Yeah, I was in a drive through. Sorry about that. Yeah, three combo with an iced tea.
Okay, come here, please.
Hey, Tommy, do you want something? You want JR to pick you up something and bring it by there?
Whatever you got.
I had to, the man with the dress and running the new, I had to go get some sugar in my. I was about to pay. I didn't know what to do.
All right.
I barely could drive when I heard that. I was like, "What in the hell?"
Well, hey, look, that's the Biden administration for you.
I don't know what to say anymore, Joe.
And the thing is, JR, you didn't hear a word about this from any of the networks. Now, when he was hired, and if you go back and do a quick search of Sam Brenton is his name. When he was hired, it was a big deal that Biden had broken all these barriers. He'd hired this guy. His official, let's see, I'm gonna find his official title is, let's see, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition at the Department of Energy.
Wouldn't that be an important job? Wouldn't you need to dress appropriately and take that? See, if you were standing there talking to one of these sheiks or something or another, he would laugh you out of the building.
Yep, he sure would have. So, hey, JR, I'm gonna let you finish the drive through there and pick up your breakfast. I appreciate your phone call there. Be safe out there. You want to make that a combo?
I'll take the potatoes, please.
let's supersize it.
I got a union lunch coming anytime.
You go. It is 7:34 on the Morning Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.